Hello, my name is Arturo Zamora. The book, Epic Fail of Arturo Zamora by Pablo Cartilla, is about some things that happened to me. I used to be quite different than I am today. Not too long ago, I was excited that school was coming to an end, and most of all, I was excited that I would be able to work at La Conquina de la Isla, our restaurant. Me and my family were preparing for Sunday family dinner. We all had things to do. I was helping out with putting the tables from one end of the restaurant to the other. I had a really big family. When dinner was served, Abuela led the prayer, and then everyone started passing dishes around the table. I was enjoying the yummy food, but all that changed when I looked out the window and saw a tall, reddish-brownish-haired, honey-eyed girl wearing braces. "They're here," screamed my cousin Vanessa. It was my mom's goddaughter and her dad, Uncle Frank. I suddenly felt a lump in my throat, and it became hard to swallow. They were going to stay with me and the rest of my family for the summer. A few weeks later, I started working at the restaurant and became the person in charge of the dishwasher. Martin, my other cousin, was yelling at me so much I thought I was about to go deaf. On my way home, I ran into Carmen. That lump came to my throat again, and I became hot. I asked how her day was and what she did. She told me that she went to see Abuela, who wasn't feeling well. I decided to check on Abuela. When I got there, Abuela was sitting on her recliner chair. We talked for a while, and she took out a box. It had letters, a CD, pages that said right here, and more. She said that it had Abuelo's stuff in it, and she gave it to me and said that Abuelo said it was for you. Abuelo was my grandpa. When we put a bid in the lot next door, we were hoping to build more to La Conquina. The next day, we saw that there was another bid for the lot. Wilfredo Pipo wanted to make Wilfredo Place and destroy La Conquina. We had been around for 19 years. Why would the town want Pipo Place? I was in my room when my mom came home and told me that Abuelo had passed away. I was sad, so I went to bed. I woke up in the middle of the night and went to Abuelo's apartment, and I took Abuelo's box with me. When I got there, I was hot, and Abuelo always had the AC on, so I turned it on. I sat down and opened the box. I saw blank pieces of paper and wrote on them. I wrote about the restaurant, Abuelo, Carmen, and more. I fell asleep on the couch and woke up when I heard my mom calling my name. She cleaned up, and I got dressed and ready to go to the vote to get the lot. The council member said they would like to tell us the answer tomorrow. So we went home. About a week ago, I told Carmen that I liked her. She didn't answer me until today. Carmen came up to me and said sorry for not answering me, and she said that nobody has ever said they liked her. Then she kissed me. Now I'm still a little sad about Abuela, and I look at Abuela's box every day. My mom also somehow found out that I like Carmen and that Carmen likes me. If you would like to read Pablo Cartilla's book about me, there's some important words you will need to know. Badito is the Spanish word for shake. I made one of my favorite baditos. I love Abuela's mango baditos. La Conquina is the Spanish word for kitchen. I worked in the La Conquina. I was the head cook in the La Conquina. Are examples of the word La Conquina. Treviso is the Spanish word for mischievous. I'm very treviso. You need to learn to be treviso. Are examples of the word treviso. Here's a sneak preview of an exciting part of the epic fail of Arturo Zamora. I loaded the CD into my computer, but before I could click on the song, my mom knocked on the door and slowly walked into the room. She never knocked. Her lips were pursed in the way they got when she was focused. They were droopy, like they were tired of moving. She took a few seconds to speak, and the thump in my chest slowly began to fill the choir. Arturo, she said, her eyes steady on mine. She stood next to me as I continued to sit at my desk. Even sitting, I was almost taller than her. Arturo, I remained quiet until finally she broke our silence. I am sorry, mijo, but your abuela passed away tonight, and my heart started racing uncontrollably. Your father and will make the arrangements and your abuela requested. We have decided as a family that we will attend Sunday Mass tomorrow morning, and we will ask the priest to pray for Abuela. The restaurant will be closed all of next week, and we will have a memorial dinner at the restaurant on next Sunday. Get some rest. We have a lot of things to prepare. I chose this page in the book because I thought it was very emotional and beautiful.